Now that we've understand what's exactly what the bag is trying to tell us about our fertilizers, let's talk about the different specifics of which crops need what. Now, there's different crops, cool season crops and warm season crops. Let's talk a little bit about the cool season crops first. Cool season crops, they grow a little bit on the cooler weather, and these are things like cabbage and carrots and kale and lettuces and spinaches and peas and mustards and our beets and our broccolis and cauliflower and our turnips and things of that nature. The things that are more leafy, and those cool season crops need more nitrogen whenever they're needing to be produced. And so you're going to have to add them a little bit more nitrogen into the soil to get them up to par. Now, our warmer season crops are tomatoes, our peppers, our squash, our watermelons, and things of that nature that grow more in a warmer climate, warmer time of the year. They're going to need also some nitrogen, but they're going to need a lot more potassium, that last number. So we need to make sure that we're fertilizing things the right way. And this is where crop rotation comes in real, real handy. Crop rotation is just basically saying one year I plant my cool season crops in this section of my garden, and then half of the garden I plant my warm season. And then the next year I flip-flop those. I put my cool season where my warm season was, and I put my warm season where my cool season was. That's basic rotation. What that does is you're not asking the soil to continually give you the same thing over and over and over again. In other words, you're diversifying your soil so that it will actually thrive better and it will give better nutrients, and you're not mining out all your nutrients all in a couple of years. So that will also cut down on some of your fertility uses and maybe not having to use as much fertilizer. Something else you can do besides just rotating your crops is using some specific fertilizers that have the actual units of nutrients that your plant actually will need. Now, in a lot of cases, if you've ever grown any tomatoes out in a garden, at the very end of the tomato will just rot off. It'll be all black, and it just looks very bad. And everybody, I always get the question, well, Anthony, why in the world is my tomatoes rotting on the end? Well, that's not really a disease. A lot of people think it's a disease or insect or something of that nature. It's actually a deficiency in that plant of calcium. It's a calcium deficiency. We call it blossom end rot. So how do you combat that? Well, we have specific fertilizers. Calcium nitrate is just one that comes to mind real readily that we use to add calcium, usually early on to a lot of our fruiting vegetables. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, watermelons, cantaloupes, things of that nature that actually put on a large fruit, you need to add some calcium nitrate, usually early on in the growing of that plant, to actually get the deficiency to where it's not a deficiency anymore. So that's just one thing to keep in mind. There's some other things that you probably need to have in your arsenal of fertility is get you some Epsom salts. Yeah, it's good on your feet whenever you need to soak them, but it's also good for our vegetables. It's actually a magnesium a sulfate, and that magnesium actually helps the growth and a lot of the chemistry that's inside of our plants. So adding some Epsom salts, usually around 4 pounds in a gallon of water, or 4 pounds per gallon if you're going to spray it on or maybe put it on your garden. A lot of times you can add a little bit more than that, but usually around 4 pounds in a gallon of water will suffice any deficiency. Usually what you'll see is in our tomatoes, whenever they get up close to your hip in height, they will be a little bit more yellowing on the bottom of the leaves. Also your cantaloupes or any type of vining fruit like that, the lower leaves will turn a little bit more yellow. That is a magnesium deficiency. So if you have that, just add you some Epsom salts. Usually I like to do that once every other week, once a plant gets up and starts to put on some fruit. And that'll actually go a long, long way to make sure that you have very beautiful and healthy plants to grow you some wonderful produce.